Worst case scenario, what could Cyprus mean for you?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Cyprus will not be imposing a 10% tax on bank deposits after all, which means the bailout that was agreed to with the European Union is off. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said this morning she's ready for a new proposal from Cyprus in order to keep the country in the eurozone and avoid a disorderly default. So, does all this mean we can stop worrying about a tiny nation in the Mediterranean, at least for now? We put that question to Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Here's the worst-case scenario. Cyprus continues to reject the bailout deal. Its banks go bust and the country is forced out of the eurozone. Hedge funds speculate on which euro country will be next to the exit. There are bank runs across the continent and mayhem in global markets. All this, says analyst Louise Cooper, because the Europeans, and the Germans in particular, refuse to pump that little extra bit of cash into the small island economy.
It's just ridiculous that they wouldn't, that they threaten bank runs across Europe. They threaten contagion for 7 billion euro. Ridiculous. But the reason they've done it is because it's a German election year.
And the German government fears that if they cut a special deal for Cyprus, much bigger euro countries like Spain, even Italy, will be lining up for extra assistance. So far, financial markets are taking the Cypriot fiasco in their stride. They seem to believe that Europe cannot afford to let Cyprus sink, or that the Russians will ride to the rescue. But that eerie calm in markets may not last. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.